Great Expectations. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Leadership requires continuing education on yourself. Rhett Power, CEO and head coach of Power Coaching, shares tips on how good leaders become great.
Number one, you get a coach. It really helps people look at things that they need to focus on. Number two, personal work. That means reading. That means staying focused on your health, your sleep, those personal things that actually also influence performance. Self-reflection and becoming more self-aware, understanding your blind spot and your weaknesses, and acknowledging those and getting help.
Power says getting to know your people and allowing them to get to know you are key qualities of an effective leader.
Getting to know your people on a personal level. The first job I ever had in management, my boss said, well, you got to have this line between you and your people, and you got to be tough. It intuitively went against who I am as a person, and so that didn't work so well. You've got to get to know what drives your people. You've got to get to know what makes them tick. You've got to get to know them on a personal level because that builds trust. The final thing would be let them get to know you, because when they know you, they know what drives you, what motivates you, even what your vulnerabilities are, what worries you, what scares you, what your weaknesses are. It makes you more human and more real. And people, I think, respond to that better when you ask them to do something. Great leaders tend to be very self-aware. They understand that they have to invest in themselves, and they understand that they have to invest in their people to lead and to be effective, whatever their mission.
The Business Review is a production of Livingston & McKay and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.